Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where we feature the top experts on all things tax to help you understand, navigate, and resolve all your tax-related issues. Now, let's get started with the show.
Hi, I'm Alan Rolnick. I am the host of the Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where I feature two top leaders who help people with major life events like divorce, health issues, losing a job, and not filing your tax returns. I have Dr. Jeremy Weiss here, who has done thousands of interviews with successful leaders and CEOs, and we have flipped the script, and he will be interviewing me for a change.
You know, Alan, we were talking, and thanks for having me, you know, about, which is pretty common. We'll talk about someone who got divorced, and then the person wouldn't marry them until they got their stuff settled in line, and we'll talk about why that was. But check out tristatetaxresolution.com. You know, Alan's been doing this for over 39 years. So when the IRS comes knocking, people call Alan. Okay. They come knocking, not probably because a good thing, because there's back taxes or something's going on, or state taxes. So check out tristatetaxresolution.com. If you have questions, email them. And Alan, you know, we were talking about, there was this lady, and which is probably pretty common. What happened with her? Why did she have tax issues?
She filed her tax returns. And for whatever reason, you know, whether she was overspending or her money or you know, just wasn't putting enough aside. She couldn't pay the tax bill. And this kept on building up for years and years. And she's able to knock some of it down, you know, pay off some of it by herself. But, you know, she just couldn't pay, you know, like three or four years worth of taxes to the government.
So she filed.
Right.
But she couldn't pay her taxes. But was she employed or self-employed?
Yeah, she had a good job.
So don't they take out the taxes for them?
Well, they do. But, you know, sometimes if you have some investments and things like that, which I think she may have had, you know. You don't save enough of that. You don't put enough on the side to pay the taxes on that stuff. Then you can wind up in trouble.
So it's building up, and then are there penalties and interest on that, or how does that work?
Penalties, interest, you know, all sorts of stuff. And then the government sending a letter. You know, the letters were too nasty at that point.
They were nasty.
They weren't nasty, but they were. Oh. Come, you know, lady, come up with the money, you know.
If it's written from a New Yorker. That's what the letter says from the IRS from New York. If it's a New Yorker, lady, come up with the money.
Come up with the money. So she was getting the letters.
So do they have a payment plan? Does she have a payment plan, or how does she chip away at it?
Well, she didn't know what to do.
Right.
I think she was just paying it off as she could.
And you could help navigate that, is what you're saying.
Right. I can get
it. So what do you do?
What I do is we get on the phone with the Internal Revenue Service or the state taxing agency. We see what she owes. We see when the collection statutes run out. And then we determine from there, we do a financial statement. And we determine how much she can afford to actually. And if the collection statutes are like close to the end, in this case it wasn't. They had quite a while to run. If it's close to the end, you can, you know, basically pay some of it off and the rest of it goes away.
Mm. But that sounds good.
In this case, that wasn't the situation. You know, there was plenty of time to.
So if anyone has Alan, tax issues, like they file but they can't pay, does it make sense for someone to get advice from you, or is that not the proper situation?
It's better that I handle it, because they if the taxpayer handles it themselves, you know, the government, they taxpayer doesn't know the rules on how this should be done. And sometimes the IRS goes, you know, or the state, they go beyond the what's written, what they're
supposed to collect.
Their own rules say, and so they, you know, the taxpayer winds up in a situation where yeah, okay, they agreed to make the payments, but all of a sudden, you know, comes when the payments due, they can't.
Yeah.
So what I try to do, what we do, is we make it so that we know that they can make those payments unless something happens along the way, and then we have to review, you know, we redo it, try to redo the payment plan.
At what level, Alan, does it make sense for someone to call you? Like, if their taxable is at what point?
Above $10,000.
$10,000 or more.
Right.
So if someone has like a $3,000 bill, they should just handle it themselves.
They can handle it themselves. I mean, I'll guide them as to what they should be doing, but they can get on the Internal Revenue Service and handle it themselves.
So this lady had filed. She didn't have enough to come up with the taxes. But there was another layer to this story of what was motivating her to get it taken care of.
She was engaged, or she wanted to get married to her boyfriend. And, you know, the obvious thing is that you're not going to, anybody in their right mind would not marry someone who's got a tax problem, because you don't know, you know, what kind of trouble you're going to get into. They can come after your assets inadvertently, even though they shouldn't. So she wanted to straighten this thing out. Straighten this, you know, this problem out, and that was her motivation to, you know, to call me.
So, what were some of the things that happened?
Well, some of the things that should have happened, and she never followed up. Some of the things that should have happened is that we would have gotten on the phone and negotiated an offer of compromise, because she was a candidate for it, even though she had a job. She had no other assets, so, you know, she probably couldn't full pay right away. She may not have been able to full pay, even if after we did the financial statement.
Right.
That's one of the things that we look at. We look at to see whether the client can full pay the tax bill, and if they can't, then that becomes a negotiating point.
Do we know if she ever got married?
I don't know.
You know, love is blinding. So who knows? Maybe I'm surprised the person was like, had the wherewithal, like, hey, do you have, I don't know if that's ever come up in anyone I've dated. And I'm like, do you have tax problems? Like,
but he also had a problem that he managed to, you know, he fixed it himself.
I see.
But he also had a problem. So the two of them were.
That would not even come across my mind. Like, hey, do you have a tax, like, you want to go to dinner tomorrow? Do you have a tax problem? Like,
living with someone, there's a letter from the Internal Revenue Service. You're going to want to know what the hell's that about. You know, it's funny, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. Every once in a while, I'll get a letter from the Internal Revenue to me. And just because, you know, and because I see this letter, it should be nothing, right? My stomach starts to hurt me when I see a letter. I'm figuring, now I'm saying to myself, oh shit, now what? You know, But you know, you open up the letter, you read what they want, and yes, and I sort of calm myself down, and it's like what I would do for anybody else.
Right.
I mean, that's something that you really shouldn't panic over, and you know, there is help out there to get you out of trouble.
Thanks for sharing that. I'm sure there's a lot of people in that situation where they file on time and they just don't have the funds to come up with to pay for it. So
I actually worked for somebody many years ago. Who was in that situation? You know, he had the accounting firm, and he couldn't pay his bill for whatever reason.
Hopefully, he knew a good person at the time.
I'm sorry.
Hopefully, he knew a good person at the time.
Well, he worked it out with them.
Right.
Worked it out with them.
So, if you have questions, or if you know someone who may have questions, go to tristatetaxresolution.com. Email them. I'm sure in his 39 plus years experience, he's experienced something of what you're dealing with. Alan, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for reversing roles with me today.
Thanks for listening to the Tax Resolution Ninja Show. Be sure to click subscribe to get updates on our latest episodes.